Welcome to folks who are joining in. This is one of our special episodes, right? It's outside of our bi-weekly schedule. For folks who don't know, we release our podcast, Justice, every other Monday. It is on all audio streaming platforms as well as on YouTube. And we jump into these pop culture discussions like the one we're going to have today, right?
Yes. And that's kind of been the beginning. That was the beginning of our podcast, where we started on Instagram Live talking about different pop culture experiences from a social justice lens. And boy, this week we had a lot to choose from.
It's a lot going on out here, girl. Okay.
And people have more opinion.
So many. We're not going to spend too much time on what has happened, because I think at this point you have to have been under a rock to not know some elements of it. But just quickly, we do want to say that we have been waiting. Well, I know I had, because I'm a Megan Thee Stallion fan, for Hiss, which actually was her response to her ex-boyfriend Party's diss track that he made a while ago. And she had been dropping and teasing on social media that Hiss was going to come out. And when it came out, it wasn't exactly Party or anyone else that she may have had a couple, you know, jabs she took at who responded. It was someone who was unexpected, right, Em? And that was one known as Onika Minaj, a.k.a. Nicki Minaj.
Who is of a sister generation to us. She is a geriatric millennial, like our
person who grew up playing the Oregon Trail.
Tetris. Kool-Aid.
AOL dial-up.
AIM. And what? Megan didn't.
Megan wasn't alive.
We babysat for Megan.
Okay. And we were full teenagers at that age. We'll get into more about the age difference, but specifically for folks who do not know, what really set Miss Onika off was a line that Megan had in her track. And it goes something like this. Meg said, "These hoes don't be mad at Megan. These hoes mad at Megan's law." And this was a reference that Nicki Minaj assumed had to do with her husband and her brother's past. Nicki then spent all weekend yelling at the iPad. I mean, she was mad. She went live. We didn't see her face, but she went live. She started to play components of a response track that she had. And the most prominent line from that was calling Megan Bigfoot. She got shot in her foot and she needs to get on her good foot, or something to that effect. So she said something like, "This bitch is big like Bigfoot, get on your good foot." She rhymed foot with foot like five times. I know that part. And it has sent the internet into a tizzy. Margo, what were your first thoughts about, I don't even know if you listen to Hiss, but I know you know, obviously, Nicki's response.
So here's the fascinating part about pop culture and how it plays rent-free in my mind.
Okay.
I have not heard the music. I have just followed the saga.
Period.
The first thing that came to my mind was, this is so unfortunate that here are two powerful, embodied, successful women going at each other and playing into all these stereotypes about how we are, like our emotions and how we protect our men and blah, 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 and how victims of violence like Megan shouldn't be believed. Mm. I just felt sad.
Because it plays into a little bit of all of that, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. What did you think?
So, I was waiting for Hiss to drop. Listen to it. I remember hearing the Megan's Law line. I did not think initially that it was a jab at Nicki, because I didn't understand why she would have taken a jab at Nicki. But I thought it was clever. But I overall did not like the track. I don't like the song, actually. And I think I may have a bit of a different perspective, and that I think they both of them could have kept the shit. I wasn't asking for either one. And I think Megan is such a talented rapper. And who's Party? Like, literally, who is Party? I don't know him. I never heard of him. Didn't know the little boy till I saw him with her. And so to even respond to him, I felt like was unnecessary, but I get it. And that's what we were talking about earlier. Some of this battle back and forth is just part of rap culture. And so she wanted to have her moment. And when I saw that Nicki was going just off the hinges, girl, bothered and just off the hinges. I remember I was scrolling on my phone like this, and my mouth was wide open. And the person I was with was like, "What's going on?" I was like, "You have no idea what's happening on the internet right now." It honestly had it had me shook because it almost felt like with Nicki, we are watching a train crash. And I know the Barbs may disagree, but something's happening that seems to me to be very unfortunate right now.
So it's interesting that you say that because someone I was on a call with the other day mentioned something similar, like Nikki's unwell, or it's so sad that Nikki's so unwell.
You don't think she is?
I don't know. I don't know if this is different behavior than, I mean, she married her husband and had a baby with him and protected her brother and has been doing so for a long time. So I don't know. I mean, I love her music, but I'm not a huge fan. So I don't know if this behavior specifically is outside of the norm. It
Norm.
seems strange, but who am I? I don't know.
So I want to get to the husband in a second because clearly Megan touched a nerve with that comment. But to your point about the behavior being extreme, I think we have to look at the context of like rap battles throughout history. And if we think about Nicki specifically, she has been known for a long time to subtweet, as one might say, right? She'll get on the track with somebody else and she'll have a line here or there that people assume is about them, but they're not always sure is about them.
Sure.
Exactly. And then behind the scenes, she's been known as kind of like a mean girl. Specifically, Lil' Kim swears that she, came into the game wanting to bring her down. Lil' Kim's talked about this in many, many interviews. And I think probably the beef or the battle that we know the most, if you follow the genre of music, is Sheether, when Remy just bodied her. I mean, like you don't get into a beef with a battle rapper who is who Remy is. But something that Remy has said that I do think is important for the culture is that she wishes it didn't get there. She wishes that they could have collaborated and had just as much success as them going back and forth. And that is something I want to bring into this conversation, right? About what it means for two women to be in this space. And can you just say what you
And
said
like,
earlier?
so it's interesting because I'm like, I'm fighting with myself about this because on the one hand, if two men got at went at it in an artistic battle, no one would even specify their gender,
That's a good point. That's a good point.
right? It's just like that's what you do, Biggie and Tupac or whatever, you know, like, and so there's something. It feels like there's some element of this that we're fighting for crumbs, right? Like there can only be so many strong female successful rappers. And if there are more than one or is more than one, then they're fighting for some space. But then there's this other part where Nicki said some terrible things about Megan.
She
And it
did.
feel and Nicki's much older, much more established. And to me, it feels like bullying.
So what you said earlier that I think also just succinctly kind of it's a query was I wonder if when fighting for the crown, we're really just fighting for crumbs. And Nicki has said that in her like verbal assault against Megan, which is that you call yourself the queen, but you only got one flow, or you call yourself the queen, but you don't do blah blah blah. And Nicki doesn't need to kind of run her resume to say the accolades that she does have. But let's go there about is this all just really bullying? Because in battles, artistic battles, you can hit below the belt. And it feels like bringing up someone's deceased mother is below the belt. I mean, we just can say that
I
unequivocally.
mean, it's shocking to the conscience. Like it is so below the belt.
Girl.
And Megan has talked about how painful these last 4 years have been, right? With losing her mom, COVID, getting shot, suffering from depression. So the idea that someone would use that vulnerability, that loss, I mean, there's arguably maybe no greater loss than losing your mother, or maybe, I mean, definitely losing a child, but like losing a mother prematurely during that stage of her life is a loss unlike any. So it feels like not only, I mean, so yes, you can go below the belt, but like, how was that not going to be painful to Megan?
I mean, and this is someone who lost her mom, her dad, and her grandmother. So like, she has
no one,
no person who took care of her, like no caretakers. And I don't care what age you would be, that's incredibly hard, but especially very young. I can't imagine. And I think, you know, Onika at a big age knows that, which is why I'll go back to it feels unhinged, because she was doing the same thing with Cardi B.
Yeah, it feels unhinged. And it feels, so not only was it, did she bring up Megan's deceased mother, but she brought up and minimized and questioned and Megan getting shot. We've talked about the Megan Tory Lanez shooting. He was convicted beyond a reasonable doubt
by a jury
of shooting her. They were in an intimate relationship. She could have died. She was shot in the foot. That's all undisputed. Now, so there's like talk about blah, blah, blah. Like, what was the nature of the relationship? Who started the fight? But whatever. Doesn't matter. She was shot in the foot by Tory Lanez with a gun. Why would you bring that up?
And again, continue to cast doubt on something that has already been proven, especially.
And also, right, cast doubt. And victims of domestic violence are always questioned. Their credibility is always questioned. And Megan's credibility has been run through the ringer in the public eye for the last number of years. So why would she do that again to her?
I think that it's a couple things at play. I think there's a mean girl spirit that Nicki likely has always had, that's probably outside of rap. That's how I read her personality. She strikes me as a bully in school. And probably the person who was, you can't sit at the lunch table with us. And I think that has morphed into this personality and this public figure that we see now, that possibly is also fueled by narcotics. Who knows?
So tell me about that, because I was kind of reading, particularly on your stories or watching on your stories, that so people think she's on coke.
Oh, people. That, y'all, was probably about, Marco's talking about how I took this to my social media, to Instagram. And in my Insta stories, I had a question box and I got hundreds of responses, and a good 75% of them were related to her going on a coke rant and her being on drugs. Not only in this specific occasion, but that there have been accusations behind the scenes about her and her whole Cash Money clique struggling with drug abuse. And I mean, we don't have to go too far. I mean, Lil Wayne makes drug using music. Like, that's his.
So to me, I think it's kind of irrelevant.
Okay.
Being a drug abuser does not make someone an abuser.
Yeah. I mean, you said that before about Kanye as well, that like, if it's a mental illness,
right. Like, I mean, she should get help if she has problems with cocaine. That doesn't like absolve her of her responsibility to be a kind person.
Yeah. And to be fair, no one was saying that. I think that people, the behavior seems to be so abnormal.
So because, that could be, right.
Yeah, because at a certain level, and this was kind of my position on the whole thing, at a certain level, shouldn't some things just, I cannot respond to every single thing. And if I truly feel like I am the queen and I feel that sincerely, then what I look like going back and forth with someone who doesn't have the same level of talent, of credibility, of accolades as me, claiming that, you know, Megan has a ghostwriter, all these things, right? If I'm the best to ever do it, point blank in the period, then there's not a whole lot you should be able to do to get a rise out of me, especially given the huge age difference.
So the other part that just feels so silly, right, is that she's brought a lot more attention to Megan's song than Megan's song would have ever gotten without her responding. And she's brought a lot more attention to her convicted husband and brother than would ever have gotten attention, but for the fact that she has rehashed this issue. So if she just let Megan's song slide and not responded, and gone about her life and just continue to create music without focusing on Megan, we wouldn't be talking about how she's married a rapist and her brother's a rapist.
So let's have that conversation because I want to circle back to this. Because so many comments on probably every single platform that I saw cover this, OK Player and others, people are going on and on and on about they're just disgust with her having married an abuser, a convicted abuser, and the same thing with her brother. And being in support of him. And this man was convicted and got time, like a lengthy prison sentence. And so we're not talking about people that there's speculation around. And Margo, you know this, how hard it is to even get a conviction in these kinds of cases.
Yeah, 99% of these cases are never even brought forward. So there must have been significant evidence in both. I don't know the specifics. What I will say is, we are not defined by our worst action. So it is quite possible that Nikki's husband and Nikki's brother have gone on to live really productive, thoughtful, kind lives. I don't know. But what to your point that get it. It is an anomaly to be a convicted sex offender. It is not common. Most people who perpetrate sexual violence live free from any sort of conviction. So there must have been a lot of evidence. I think the question around her partnering with someone, I guess I can't opine on that only to say that. It feels a little suspicious, maybe, that she's partnered with someone who's a convicted sex offender. Her brother's a convicted sex offender, and she's pr protecting or question. She's protecting Tory Lanez and questioning the credibility of a victim in a case where there was a conviction beyond a reasonable doubt.
So it's conviction after conviction after conviction and
And her
denial
aligning
of
with the person
the
who perpetrated
abuser.
the harm.
And it's her aligning with the abuser after abuser after abuser. And I think that is such a blatant example of the victim blaming and shaming that we often talk about. A very clear example of how you can perpetuate misogynoir, even as a woman, because it is so deeply internalized, and the way that the patriarchy determines our actions and our lives, and that, you know, the none of these men are guilty. It is always the women at play.
Do you think there's maybe also something with her like aligning with the underdog or being like a guy's girl?
It could be. I mean, so you mean like that kind of classic pick me mentality, or, you know, I don't have any women friends. I hang
Right,
out with.
like I like, yeah, like women don't like me. I'm like more like something about me just like turns women off. So like I just have guy friends.
Strong.
I'm too strong, and like women are liars, but I'm not like that. But you
Exactly.
said something interesting to Shira that I wanted to kind of circle back with because I don't know if I agree with you that Nikki must question the credibility of the victims in her husband and brother's case. I don't know if that's true.
So you
Why do
think
you?
that, well, I'm saying that she must question the credibility because if she didn't think that they were lying, how could she be in a relationship with an abuser?
Because people do it all the time.
Girl.
So that's what that
Some water.
I was like really focusing on what you said, and I was like, I actually don't necessarily agree with you. She could like the fact, I mean, she could think that it happened and that she could think that it didn't happen and the victims were lying. She could think that it
Yeah.
happened a long time ago and had nothing to do with her current situation. She could think that it happened and her husband changed. Or she could think that it happened and her husband was a victim of whatever.
I mean, my shock is not because I disagree with you. I think my shock is that that is taking me so outside of myself to
Right,
even
because you
believe.
would never, like, if you knew someone hurt someone in that way, it would be a turnoff to you.
100%.
But that's not always the case. So we just don't know. I guess, I mean, like we can surmise, but either way, Nikki's ill. Like she's made some really questionable decisions, most recently doing all of this in the public sphere. And why would you go live and not show your face? You know social media better than me, but that doesn't make any sense to me.
Probably because it's coke all up in.
Or she doesn't want to show her face because she's a big age. I think this is because she feels threatened by Meghan.
Clearly that's part of it,
Right?
right?
And
Because
like,
the same
this
reason
is
why she can't have the
all
party.
like, this is her like grasping in this way that.
It's not a good look, bruh. So then, okay, last thing on this topic, because I do think this was something else that I asked in my stories that people responded to was, are you too old to beef? Or can someone be too young for you to be in a beef with? Right? At what point do you believe that your age should indicate a need to rise above? And there were conflicting opinions about that. What do you think?
So you've enlightened me about some of the history of rap battles. And so kind of with that context, maybe my opinion changes a little bit. I also don't want to overlay like respectability politics, like, oh, this is what you should do at this age because you're a woman. But I also think that with age, we know better. And we do have a responsibility to model the behavior that we want to see. So, yes, I think she's too old.
And I also think, like, Nikki's always talking about these bitches are my son. Like, that's one of her famous lines. So, the best way to son somebody is actually to not give them time and attention and to not give them a platform. So I said this over on social media, but I'll share it again here. I spent almost 2 months in Nigeria after I transferred and went to Georgetown. So I spent my summer in Nigeria interning at a women's human rights clinic. And I met this woman who I would walk past every day at a fruit stand. And one day we started chatting and she asked me where I was from and who I was. And I said, well, what's your name? And she started laughing at me. And she was like, my name is too big to fit into your mouth. You call me Auntie. And I had never been so obviously put in my place by someone who I did not know in my life. And that was the first thing that came to mind about this, right? It's not even that I'm too old to beef, is that my name is too big to fit into your mouth. And giving you more time and attention than you deserve gives you the false implication that we're on the same level and we never were. And so sometimes rising above is actually kind of putting people in their place and reminding them of who they are and who you are and the wisdom that you have and that they don't. So that's the that on that for me, Em.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think it's really unfortunate. And I also think watching people decline in real time is something that I don't think I'll ever get used to. And like social media has allowed us into people's lives in such a powerful way. And I understand why that content is so salacious and desired. But it's also very problematic.
Well, it also, I think, reminds us of how there can be so many, what is it called? Like, not pariahs, but like parasites in people's lives when they become famous. because I thought to myself, who clearly people are around her. She's talking to people, play the song, take the train, da 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 da. Like, who's around you?
Like, who's telling you it's okay to do that?
Who is doing this? And then what wasn't on IG went to Twitter, now X, and it was these long paragraphs, and she's liking previous posts, and she's telling people to drop this link to release some salacious content about Megan. And I mean, it just went on and on and on. If you have people who love you and care about you, at some point they say, "Hey, girl, hey, I
I'm
don't
going to
think
take your
this looks good
phone.
for you." I've
Let's
had
go
it
take a
happen
breath.
to me. I've had it happen to me before, and I've had to do it for people before. And I know it was always out of love. You need a break. You're really upset right now. You just need a break. So, y'all sound off in the comments. Let us know your opinion. And do you have any final thoughts for us?
No, I just, I mean, not to be like kumbaya, but we're better together than apart, people. Nikki, Megan, let's get together.
Let's all be friends.
And if not friends, associates.
Period. Let's normalize
You
different
don't have to
terms.
be friends. You don't have to like each other. You don't have to take each other down to the depths of the cemetery.
My last thought is, I really hope Megan does not respond. I really do. I think we're done with this moment. It was a moment, it happened, but the voyeurs of the world will just suck this entire thing dry until these two people have nothing left to give. We need Nikki to get help, and we need Megan to focus on things that are positive in her life. So, all right, good people. Thank you for watching. Don't forget to subscribe to our channel or make sure you are following us all over the audio platforms that stream justice, and we will see you next time. Thanks for listening to Justice. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you'd like to learn more about our podcast, be sure to check us out on our website at justicepodcast.com. You can also reach out to us there if you want to be featured on the show or if you have a business or a product that you think would be a good fit for our audience. Thanks again for listening.